Saving the Lizards by Iona McNaughton. In 2015, 80 native lizards were moved to Ngā Manu Nature Reserve because their homes were in the path of the new Transmission Gully motorway. The lizards stayed at Ngā Manu until new homes were made for them near the motorway. Look at the map. Ngā Manu, Waikanae, Paikākāriki, Transmission Gully, Porirua, Wellington. Capturing the lizards. Before they started building the motorway, workers surveyed the area. They wanted to find out what types of native flora and fauna lived there. They discovered that no native birds or bats were in danger from the motorway. But they did find that some native fish and lizards were threatened. Workers captured the native fish and moved them to nearby streams. Then the native lizards were also collected from their natural habitat and taken to Ngā Manu. Kaumātua, from local iwi, Ngāti Toa, and Te Atiawa Ki Whakarongotai, blessed the lizards' new home at Ngā Manu. The Kaumātua are kaitiaki of the native lizards. They also blessed the lizards and their new rocky homes when they were taken there in 2018. Ngā Manu. Ngā Manu Nature Reserve is on 14 hectares of land near Waikanae. The staff at the reserve take care of native forests and native birds and reptiles, including lizards. Many people visit Ngā Manu, including school students. Protecting the environment. When we build new roads, we have to follow strict rules to protect the environment, says Reuben Mills, who worked on the motorway project. It was important that the environment was left in better condition when the motorway was finished. During the project, workers planted native trees and shrubs. They protected nearby streams and set traps to catch pests. Look at the caption below the photo. It says, many native trees and shrubs were planted. Feeling at home. Most of the native lizards taken to Ngā Manu were skinks. There were only 8 geckos. Before the lizards arrived, staff built cages to protect them from predators like rats and mice. They put ferns, branches, sticks, and bark in each cage to make the lizards feel at home. The native lizards were captured in groups from different areas in the hills. They stayed in these groups in the cages at Ngā Manu. Because they knew each other, they were more likely to get along. Our job was to take care of the lizards and keep them healthy, says Dave Banks from Ngā Manu. The lizards were fed insects, moths, and maggots. Skinks and geckos. Skinks and geckos are both native lizards, but they are very different. Look at the table. Scales. Skink has hard, shiny scales. Gecko has soft scales. Eyes. Skink can blink. Gecko can't blink. Sheds its skin as it grows. Skin comes off in several pieces. gecko. Skin comes off in one piece. Habitat. Skink mostly lives on the ground. Gecko mostly lives in trees and bush. When in danger, skink dashes away. Gecko likes to stay still. Look at the label on the photo on the left. It says skink. Look at the label on the photo on the right. It says gecko. Measuring the lizards. The lizards were measured and weighed when they arrived at Ngā Manu. Their average length was between 8 and 11 centimetres. They were measured and weighed again before they were returned to their habitat. Each skink was given a tag so scientists could identify them when they checked up on their health. Designing new homes. Ox Lennon, a student from Victoria University, designed rock piles for the lizards to live in when they returned to the hills. The rock piles protect them from predators. The gaps between the rocks are big enough for the lizards to slip through, but are too small for rats and mice to get in. Look at the caption on the photo. It says, "The lizard's measurements were useful when Ox was designing the rock piles." More lizard projects. Since the first group of native lizards were released in 2018, the staff at Ngā Manu have collected and taken care of two more groups. The third group is still at the nature reserve. "We've learnt a lot from the first project," says Dave Banks. "We moved the cages to a sunnier place, and the lizards are thriving." Scientists have visited the rock piles many times. They discovered that other native lizards had also moved in and made themselves at home. Everyone at Ngā Manu is pleased to have cages that are pest-proof, so they can continue to look after other reptiles when they need a safe home. Glossary. Flora and fauna. Plants and animals. Habitat. A place where an animal is suited to live. Kaitiaki. Someone who protects the environment. Kaumātua. Elders. Surveyed. Examined and recorded the features of an area.